Blog Talk Radio. You know, that's the sad part for me because I've heard Tuskegee, I've heard about all of that stuff, but we're living in a different day and time now, and the sad part about it is, you know, everybody by now has someone in their circle that has died of not just COVID, but issues, complications that stream from COVID. If you have a compromised immune system, chances are you'll probably get COVID, the Delta, and someone called it Omarion. So, you know, there's a chance you're going to get it because of your compromised immune system. And that's what people say. Well, I know people that got all of the shots and the boost, and they still died of COVID. They didn't die of COVID. They died of complications. So let's get it right. It's just like the flu shot. The flu shot doesn't really protect you against the flu because we don't know everything that the virus with this year's flu. So what it is, again, is a foundation, right, Warren, that gives you something to fight with. It upsets me when I hear people say, I'm not going to do it. My family is not going to do it. But you know people that have died, and you know, and let's back this up too, Warren. We're not here to stay. This ain't where we live. We're only here when everybody that is born is guaranteed a death date. Everybody. So whatever that death date is, you have one. All right? But wouldn't you want to protect yourself and be here as long as you can possibly be here by giving yourself a strong immune system and something to fight with? Yeah. My understanding.
I have to think that way.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's a mind blowing for me because, you know, I know people who would go and get their chemotherapy and come out and light a cigarette up, and it used to just, I would tell them, you're taking the place of somebody who really wants to be here. So why would you come get the chemotherapy and then go up outside and light a cigarette? I mean, that makes no sense. You should just stay home and give someone else the opportunity to be here to save their lives. Because to me, you know, I had one woman tell me, I just can't help it. But that's the thing that's killing you. The cigarette is killing you. You realize that. That's where the cancer came from, your cigarette. And after 4.5 hours of chemotherapy, you come out here and light a cigarette. It blows my mind, Warren.
Yeah.
They do it anyway. I'm looking at everybody that's tuned in, and it's funny because we've got questions already. A couple of the comments, I mean, it is, and I'm just going to repeat a few. So it is everyone's choice as to what you get. And no, Warren and I are not gullible. Warren is very knowledgeable. When I don't know everything, I bring people around me with receipts. And it is your choice. But let me tell you something that was stated yesterday, whether you believe the news or whatever. I think they said 45% of those in the hospital that are filling up the beds, which are now at 90% filled, are those that have not been vaccinated.
I know that's true because I had to go to the emergency room. I have a fractured vertebrae.
Yeah.
There were plenty of people in the hallway, so there were no beds.
No. We took David to the children's hospital last month, and the line was out of the hospital door with babies and children. And the man told us, we have to show you how to, David has asthma, we have to show you how to do this because there's no bed. He said, I couldn't even put you in a closet if I wanted to. There is no room on any floor. They are over 100% capacity.
So the choices are to fix the people who are there for COVID and say, well, because you didn't get the COVID shot.
Wouldn't that be something if they did that? If they said, do you have your vaccine? No. Go home. Or, no, we can't treat you because you're not vaccinated.
So that's a conundrum.
Yeah. You know what? We're fighting so many different wars, and there's so much going on. Like, I watch the news, and I try not to watch it every day, all day. But, you know, did you know there's an outbreak of snakes in Florida? There's an outbreak. I believe it's pythons and rattlers. They're everywhere, and they're overwhelmed.
That's been
Yeah.
And they've been multiplying, but they have no natural.
They don't have any natural enemies, so they are taking over Florida and. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. This virus doesn't have an enemy. It's nothing. There's nothing that they have created that can eat this thing or beat this thing or dry this thing out yet.
Well, it mutates.
Right.
Trillions.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, Warren. People don't understand that we're fighting more than just this virus. If there was a way that scientists could spray something in the air to show people exactly what we're fighting every time we walk out that door, the pollution that's just in, let's just say, in the air. We're not even going to talk about what you're walking on and bringing into your home and what attacks onto your clothes. Just if they could show us for a few seconds what's in the air, I think we would all be shocked. Maybe that is true. I know that I hear anxiety when I speak with people, and I hear some that have kind of given up on fighting. I'm not. I'm a fighter, you know, that have just said whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And then we have those that say, you know, whatever God is going to allow happen, he's going to allow it to happen. And that's true. I have a very strong biblical background. However, God gives us common sense, and he also gives us what we need to fight in our daily fight. So someone said, well, God is allowing this, so we need to just let all of these things happen. God is allowing certain things to happen, and then there are certain things we need to be in control of, right? So eating is one thing, and Warren and I are big on what you put in your body. Because what you put in your body gives you what you need to fight. You can't call me and say, Vicki, I have high blood pressure, and we have a conversation. How much do you weigh? 325. Well, give me your daily food schedule. Well, I fried some bacon this morning with some eggs and sausage. Well, did you exercise? No. What did you have for lunch? Oh, I had two hamburgers and French fries and a big Diet Coke. Well, diet is wrong. Two hamburgers is not what you need. Well, it had lettuce on it. That is not a salad, Warren. Well, what'd you have for dinner? I fried some chicken, and I had potatoes with gravy. And I said, well, where's your vegetable? Okay? You could have had a salad for one of those. So what you put in your body gives you what you need to fight. If you're putting junk in your body, then you're a junk walker. Let's just say that. Your body is filled with junk, cholesterol, grease, oil, all of those things that your body doesn't need and doesn't have anything to fight with. Right, Warren? And that's what I said. He created the viruses. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Oh, I like that. Eat to beat. Dr. William Lee. Okay. Right.
But people don't seem to be concerned about mold. Probably you can go to 9 out of 10 residents and find mold sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you read that as a thing.
Right.
And we don't try to change.
I think we get stuck on one thing. Right. I think we get stuck on one thing and we focus on that. Instead of looking at the big picture, because they're like you just said, there's problems all over the world with different things, mold in the house, the food, we've talked about what's in the food, We've talked about everything across the board, and there's a lot that we're dealing with right now, but, you know, there's so much we can do to combat it. We can. Like you talked about mold, you can find out if there's mold in your house, you can clean your house. You can find a better diet for your body, and you can eat that. Well, I won't say diet, better healthy lifestyle now because we don't believe in diet. I love the book you just introduced, Eat to Beat Disease by Dr. William Lee. I've never heard of that book, but I'll definitely check that book out now. Okay.
And I started
I'm sorry, we're getting... Okay. I'm sorry, we were getting some questions in from Twitter. I didn't forget about you, Twitter. I'm paying attention to it. I'm sorry. I had to type up there. And hi, everybody. Let me give my shout-out to... Joan is always a great supporter. Tammy, hello, hello. Harold Rogers, hi, Harold. Tamika, LaDonna, hi. Hi, everybody. Crystal, shout out to YouTube. Shout out to Twitter. Shout out to IG. Shout out to all our social media, Warren. They're all listening. We're looking for your questions. And we're just tapping over what we went through. But while we're shouting out, let me shout out the following. AmeriHealth Caritas for being a great sponsor, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Fannie Lou Hamer Cancer Foundation, Dr. Freddie Johnson, Umar Bo, and the community over in Washington, D.C., Esther Benton with WYZB, Christian Broadcast Network, also Virginia Beach Breast Cancer Foundation, Sintera Lee with Miss Duke, and always Warren Green. And we want to shout out Garla Green for allowing Warren to come on and for me to always call and bother him and allow him to actually let me pick his brain about so much. And shout out to my husband, Harvey Walton, and my son, David, for allowing me the opportunity to get on here to be before you to answer questions. And a big announcement, Warren and I, IITG Season Sister Speak, is being picked up by a radio station and by another news channel. So bigger and bigger things are happening with us. So say a prayer as we transition over to bring you great content and also talk more about breast cancer and cancer disparities in our community, because as we talk about the viruses, cancer is one of those things that's near and dear to my heart. And we're understanding that, again, our numbers have tripled. So there's a lot to be done in the community, and we're excited for those opportunities. We're also going mobile with our pinky parties. So if you want to book a pinky party outside, we are coming with a pink tent, podium, disco balls, balloons, outfits. We're on our way with our virtual and our pinky parties. So if you want to book us, come on and book us now, and we're excited about that. We cannot wait, but it is outdoors. We're not going indoors under the tent as long as weather permits. And even if you're having the Mama van there, book the pinky parties to come alongside the mammogram to hype the party up. We're excited about the opportunities, and we can't wait, and we do travel. So don't worry about us traveling. Book your party today and let us know how we can come to a town near you. So back to what we're going to discuss. We've discussed the booster. We've discussed you are what you eat. Warren, I want you to talk to them about farming. And I know you're like, Vicki, what does farming have to do with anything? Look, if you go to the grocery store's shelves, you're starting to notice they're a little light sugar. And you can grow fruits and vegetables all year long. Warren and I have talked about this. You are able to grow potatoes and cucumbers and tomatoes and the peppers in your backyard. If you've got dirt, you have a farm. Talk to them, Warren. We don't know what we're eating.
American manufacturers would actually make food under these built-in conditions given to the soldiers that fight. But I think we're getting arsenic. What kind of substance? That's up to 90%. So they all.
But you know that, and that's what I find hard to understand sometimes, because you know they have labels, but not everything is labeled, and it's kind of tricky because you think because you see no sugar. I tell people all the time, just because it says no sugar, there's some type of sweetener in there. You just have to read the code words like fructose and anything with a coast in there, there's a sugar. So it's kind of tricky, right?
Oh, yeah, well, it's always, and that's what they do. So they, like, glyphosate. Glyphosate used to be it was something that plumbers used to clean the drains.
Wow. But see, and the bottom line, do you think America is running out of food?
And the bottom line.
Okay. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm going down to North Carolina. I'm going to place my order with my family who has farms because I believe that's what we should be doing anyway. Anybody you know with a farm, you should be supporting them. I love the farm-to-table restaurant up here. I think it's awesome. You can tell the food is fresh. But hold on, pause for a second. Let's say goodbye to our listeners on Radio Top Blog, IITG Season Sister Speak with Victoria and Russell Walton and Warren Jean. Thanking you, everyone, for listening to us for 2021. Bigger and better things to happen in 2022. We're excited about all opportunities. Please reach out to us at 301-683-8690. Again, that's 301-683-8690. We thank you again for our sponsorships, for all of you who listen and support us. And if you need us, we're just a phone call away. You know how to get in contact with Warren. He's always on Facebook. You can inbox him. But if not, you can always let me know, and we'll definitely share that information with Warren Green because I think he's awesome. So thank you. Happy New Year. Be safe, be whole, be kind, and be healthy. And if you find it in your heart, go stand in the line and get your booster shot. Completely up to you. So just do what you think is best for yourself. And, again, thank you for all of your support. So this is Victoria and Russell Walton with Warren Green, thanking everyone on the social media on our call-in to have a great day, and we wish you health. I know, isn't that something, instead of saying Happy New Year and just ending it, now we have to say we wish you a healthy 2022. May all your dreams come true and wear your mask. All right, let's go back to our regular talk show. We have to say goodbye to our top blog. Well, not say goodbye, but just let them know we're listening to them as well. Again, I'm Victoria and Russell Walton, IITG Season Sister Speak, along with Warren Green, and we're just recapping over our year and just seeing how everyone is doing and trying to give you something that you need for 2022. Warren, what is your wish, your hope, your prayer for 2022?
Cut them in four, you put them in the ground, unless you have moles and squirrels.
Now, let me tell you something, Warren. I've been at war with these squirrels now for 4 years, and they're winning. I put the potatoes in the ground. You know, the moles ate them. If I put something above the ground, the squirrels get to them. So I am coming up with a way that the squirrels and I will live friendly and happily every after. I've got a plan, but if not, I bought a pellet gun because I'm tired. So one way or another, I'm having a garden next year, and they're going to leave my flowers alone, especially my tulips. I planted something on the side just for them, and they still won't leave my tulips alone. I don't mind the rabbits because the rabbits and the deers are beautiful, but I just need them to leave my stuff alone, Warren. I've had enough. So I'm trying to do my part, trying to do my part. Someone told me to go to the zoo and get some lion dung and put the lion dung around, and that will get rid of the animals. But I said, well, what about the lion dung smell? What is that? How would I even bring that back to my house and put it in my backyard? I never thought about lion dung. Let me tell you something. We had all kind of crazy ideas about how to combat that problem, but the lion dung was the best one I've ever heard. So that was just so funny to me. But I agree with you. Going, building a garden and creating a garden and getting yourself ready. I was shown how to build like a crate over my garden that is built with chicken wire, and it's like a frame to keep the animals out, but to also allow the garden to have sunlight and rain and all the natural things, but to build it with chicken wire. So I'm excited about trying that next year, but I'm wondering if the moles come back, if they will just go under it and get to it as well. So I'm going to try this, Warren. Anybody else have any ideas, let me know. I can't wait to hear your ideas because I'm excited. I've got the gazebos, but they got into that last year. Hot sauce doesn't work. Chili peppers don't work. Cayenne pepper doesn't work. That ghost chili didn't work. I think they like it spicy. So I've tried a few things, Warren, and nothing has worked to combat these squirrels yet. But I'm keeping hope. I'm like Jesse. I'm keeping hope alive. So we're going to see what happens, Warren. So, Warren, look, we're not going to be on too much longer. So why don't you tell the people whatever you want to tell them going into 2022, what we need to do. We've recapped over some stuff. So tell the people whatever you want to tell them.
Well, we need to start concentrating. Seriously concentrating. Yeah. I think that the government understand.
Critical.
I mean, it's affected by. I think that these government agencies understand who's most affected by viruses. What demographics are, and we wind up being on the short end of all of it. We really have to start thinking, well, why don't we have leather? Why is it that we serve there at the bottom of the wrong for services and so forth and so on? And then I think we should start understanding that we don't have any leverage. There's no reason for them to give us priorities. So what I suggest is that we need to get into some of this quantum act. Where we don't get the wrong demand in the market. We're not going to grow any wheat or cabbage or whatever it is. We have to have some way to have leverage if we don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did things like, well, we'll take these people from this neighborhood and bus them to another neighborhood. Maybe bus them from a school that was predominantly a multicultural school 2 hours away, so they're missing all of that education while they're riding on a bus. And most of them, where they're not, and most of them,
Okay, so someone asked the same question. Four people asked the same question. Their knees are giving them a hard time. How do you build the cartilage back in your knees, or what can I do for bone structure? What do you think, Warren? Okay.
Well, I'm a big I would say that you would want some. So I do a lot of
right.
things. I would say that you would want some calcium. I don't think, particularly if you want to take, not going to dairy to me, I will try to influence you away from dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not doing dairy,
because anything foreign you put in your body has to kind of adjust to it or attack it, right?
Okay, because anything foreign you put in your body has to adjust to it or attack it, right?
Right, well, that's what your defense is all about. That's what your body,
how the body works in the first place. You know, if you take care of it, it'll take care of you. But there are times we have difficult situations with our bodies or circumstances with our bodies. Like me being a cancer survivor, I have people all the time, you know, make different comments. I asked for it. I was cursed. It's a family curse. It's a problem. It's You know, and I listen to these things, and it's like sometimes it's just in your genes. Sometimes it's passed down, and it's just one of those things you have to fight. So I want to give some encouraging words to someone that is listening and someone that is, wow, now you're asking questions, or people that just want to hear something. So we're going to close out in a minute. Warren, why don't you give them some encouraging words, and then I'll follow up, and then we're going to wish everyone a happy new year and a prosperous 2022 and a healthy 2022. What do you want to tell the people, Warren?
Okay, my whole thing is to me, if I can isolate, you know, what the disease is or what is this, I would try to defeat it. I'm 82 years old. I'm 83, you know, my whole desire I'm probably the last one out here to get my own island. A lot of many of them have asked, once you're 65 years old, they call it natural causes. So we know that the government is not, they're going to check my identity 65 years old. But they're going to identify it as a natural cause. And that's just, when you know it's not, it could have been anything that we talked about, like bad in the kite, arsenic in the chicken, or glyphosate, carbohydrate, you think, it's all out there.
Well, we're getting some questions, but guys, we weren't gonna We weren't coming on here long. We were just going to come on and say hi and make sure, you know, we said thank you to all our sponsors and everyone that supported us and watched over us and shared and talked about and prayed and you know, gave us suggestions. We just want to thank everyone and to remind everyone that the world we live in is the world we live in, and it's bound to change again. So we thank you. I'm Victoria Russell Walton with IITGC's Assistant Speak. I got my man Warren Green with me. Thank you, Ms. Scarlett, for always allowing him the opportunity to come on here because, you know, we both have spouses, and we take away time to do this, but we're just not on here for an hour. You know, we're on here many a times before the show happens to discuss speakers and topics and things like that. So we appreciate our spouses and family support. Everyone, behold, be kind to each other. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stop fighting with each other and enjoy life. If someone's wronged you, forgive them. If someone is talking about you, ignore them. If someone has hurt you, like my mother used to say, charge it to their head and not their heart. Everybody's going through something right now, so we've got to be a little more kinder to each other and a little more understanding. I know for a fact I miss gathering with my family. We weren't able to get together this year, Thanksgiving, like we normally do. Christmas looked different. I'm pretty sure next year Easter is going to look different, and as soon as we can get together, we will. But until then, there's Zoom, and until then, there's phone calls. So check up on each other. Make sure everybody's doing okay. Check on your elderly neighbors and, you know, tap on the window and just wave at them and have a conversation through the window with them. I find that it brings a smile to everyone's face. And again, like Warren and I talked about, this too shall pass, and something else will probably happen. So be prepared. But the main thing is be prepared and be kind, okay, and be a little more loving. And as we go into 2022, just understand that this too shall pass and that we're all we have. So, again, be kind, forgive, move on, and wear your mask. So this is Victoria Russell Walton with Warren Green. Thanking you for tuning in for 2021, another successful year. We wish everyone well. Everyone be blessed. And we will see you next week for our first show for 2022. And today our last show for 2021. Like my daddy used to say, the day we've never seen before, we'll never see this day again. So we thank you for all of your support. Thank you, Warren Green. I appreciate you. You keep saying you're 82, but you look fabulous. I'm 56, and I'm trying to grow up to be like you. So thank you again, Warren, and everyone. Be blessed and be whole. And again, wear your mask. Cut it out already. So we'll see you next year. I love saying that. We'll see you next year, Warren. Bye. You heard him. Stay healthy, stay well, and be kind. So thank you, Warren. Take care of yourself. Bye, everybody. Thank you for all of your support. IITGC's Assistant Speak out for 2021, a.k.a. Maryland's Big Diva. We'll check on you. Bye.